Radio Prague News.
Local groups of independent candidates are leading in municipal elections with around 40% of votes counted. In the first rounds of voting for the Czech Senate, the opposition Social Democrats are ahead of the right of center Civic Democrats. And police are investigating alleged election fraud in several northern Bohemian communities. Polling stations around the Czech Republic closed at 2 p.m. on Saturday, ending local elections and the first round of voting for the Czech Senate. In the municipal elections, various local groups of independent candidates are leading with around 40% of votes counted, followed by the Christian Democrats. A record number of candidates are running in the local elections, with 226,000 people vying for posts on municipal councils. The turnout is so far estimated at 53%, much higher than expected. With one-third of votes counted in the first round of voting for the Czech Senate, the opposition Social Democrats are leading with 12 candidates topping the list in their districts, followed by Civic Democrats with 9 candidates. One-third of the Czech Senate's 81 seats are being contested, with record 227 candidates competing for the 27 seats. A second round of voting in the Senate elections will take place next weekend. Police are investigating alleged election fraud in the North Bohemian municipalities of Chodov, Krupka, Roudnice nad Labem and others, a police spokeswoman said on Saturday. Voters were allegedly offered money to vote for a particular party. The fraudsters were reportedly targeting members of the Romani community. The police have reinforced patrols in the area. However, a member of the election committee in Chodov said they believed no law was breached, as the reported fraud did not take place in the vicinity of the polling stations. The police still search for a 9-year-old girl who went missing in the Prague district of Troja on Wednesday. Dogs of the Slovak police force searched on Saturday again the area where the girl was last seen. The search went nationwide on Friday, and the police are now checking whether the girl could have been kidnapped abroad, the news website idnes.cz reported. The girl was last seen leaving a group of friends after school and did not return home. A police spokeswoman said the search would continue until the case is cleared. The Czech Republic sold its pavilion at the Expo 2010 in Shanghai to the Farm of Czechoslovak-Chinese Friendship for 33 million crowns or $1.8 million on Saturday. The farm, a huge firm with 180,000 employees situated in the Beijing region, will reassemble the pavilion and use it for the presentation of the Czech Republic in the future, a manager of the Czech participation at Expo said. The farm of Czechoslovak-Chinese Friendship was set up in the 1950s with the assistance of communist Czechoslovakia. Nearly 50% of Czechs aged 15 to 18 smoke, and their numbers have been steadily rising, the news agency ČTK reported on Saturday. There are around 250,000 underage smokers in the Czech Republic. 9 out of 10 smokers take up the habit before they turn 18. An anti-smoking activist, Eva Králíková, said that 5 years ago more boys smoked than girls, while now the trend has reversed. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly overcast, with rain showers expected across the country. Highest day temperatures should range between 6 and 10 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.